I think every test match that we play, they throw up players who we could use. I think your last match, Prithvi Shaw, what he did was fabulous. It's more than the runs he got, the composure that he showed. For someone playing a first test match, his body language was outstanding. So these are things that we look at that probably holds us good for the future.
Sir, what do you make of the pitch? Considering the wicket, do you think there are a few chances that can be done, especially like so far, Mohammad Siraj is global and could be given a chance?
To be very honest, I still haven't taken a look at the wicket. I'm coming here straight from the dressing room. So we just need to take a look at the wicket before we decide on the team. Okay, just as I said earlier, it's too premature for us to make any decision on the team. We really need to take a look at the wicket before we decide. If you ask me how happy we are, yes, we are pretty happy with the way the bowlers are performing. Over a period of time, not just this one test match, but over a period of time. And we would constantly look to improve upon what we did earlier.
How do I see Rahane's
condition going
forward?
I think he's in pretty good shape, and if you look at the overseas record, Rahane's is probably one of the best. And it's just a question of them going out there and performing, and I think he's got everything in him to do well at any given point of time.
Last week, Aaron.
With Siraj before as well, mm-hmm. How much have you worked with him in the past, and how have you seen his development since the first time
he saw him
to now, what he is
doing? No, he comes across a bowler who is a very, very quick learner. Even when I was with him during my stint at Hyderabad, he did exceptionally well because he was a very quick learner, and I think with experience he's learned over the years, and his recent performance in the India A matches reflect how quick a learner he is.
Sir, where does Umesh Yadav really fit in the scheme of Chinese? I mean, he's taken on overseas tour, so I think he doesn't play test, including test, contest. He was a one day regular that we've been now, he's not there. Like, just his bowling coach, how do you see him?
See, it's very unfortunate that Umesh didn't get to play much in South Africa and in England. Also, the reason you all know that the bowlers who were playing performed exceptionally well. We look at Umesh, somebody who's quick, and we also have a system where we're going to rotate the bowlers so that they remain fresh, and Umesh would definitely be a part of that, and we are extremely confident about what Umesh can bring to the table.
The pattern of dismissals or the weaknesses. Like, have you had a chat as a bowling coach? Like, since as a bowler, you were reading him as a bowler. So, have you had a chat with Rahul about the technical weaknesses for that person?
Technical weakness, as you perceive it, I really do not know. But I think Ravi Shastri and Sanjay Bangar have had very good chats with him. As far as I am concerned, as a coach, Rahul is a fantastic player. He's got outstanding potential, and I think he's somebody who we should persist with. We definitely have a super batsman in the future for us.
Final one.
Arun, with the return of Holder and Roach, how are you going to the series team now? They have a sharper attack and come back, right?
As I mentioned earlier, even in all my interviews, that we have very healthy respect for the opposition. Yes, with these two, they are a lot more experienced. They will come, having lost the previous game, we are aware that they would be coming very hard at us. But we have our plans in place as well.
Thank you, guys.